Thank you for tuning in with us. The time is 4:05 and you are listening to the Road Trip Hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your DJ Jeb. Thanks for tuning in with us this afternoon. Hope everyone's enjoying the fall weather. It's not too cold, which is nice. Please call in if you want to talk to us. Tell us about your Halloween, anything like that, at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Today on the show, I have a guest. Steven, thank you for joining us again.
Of course. I'm glad to be here always.
Yes. So today's show is a little bit different. Most of the time, we just play easy listening songs, you know, mixture of classic rock, some indie, some stuff like easy to listen to on a road trip, perhaps. Today, because we're so close to Halloween and I'm getting in the spirit, we have a little bit more of a Halloween spin on songs. So we just listened to Land of Confusion by Genesis. The music video in this song featured caricature versions of all the band members, along with a lot of symbolic clips of world leaders like Reagan, Gorbachev, Ayatollah Khomeini, Gaddafi, and a bunch of other ones. So anyway, I think, at least to me, that sounds a little bit like a, I guess, not really a Halloween song.
No, I wasn't going to say it was Halloween themed. That seems more political
You're right. Well, the rest of the songs today have a bit of a Halloween.
Can we expect
stint.
Thriller?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay.
But yes.
Spoiled.
Yeah. All right, let's get right back into the music.
Perfect. Ah, woo, 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 woo. St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and its ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. You
All right. Thanks for tuning in with us this hour. Those last two songs were Werewolves in London by Warren Zevon. That song actually started as a joke between Philip Everly to Warren Zevon because he saw a, I think it was a 1935 show called Werewolf in London, and basically challenged Zevon to make a song about it. And thus we get Werewolves in London, a classic. Classic Halloween song. And then followed up that up with Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. One of my favorite Stones song. It's actually written from about historical atrocities from the perspective of the devil, Satan. Which kind of reminds me of The Book Thief. Have you read The Book Thief, Stephen?
No, what was that about again?
It's basically about World War II written from the perspective of death.
Oh.
It's
That's terrifying.
It sounds it, but it's really, I think, a great book.
Okay, I trust that.
Yeah. No, I'd recommend it. And it kind of, I guess, reminds me a little bit of the song, or the song reminds me of it. Anyway, we have a caller request. Thanks for recommending our next song, Mom.
That's so cute. Oh, man.
Anyway, we'll get right back into the music. Please don't hesitate to call in if you want to request a song, tell us about your Halloween, anything like that. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, 'cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you are shaking, there's something very wrong, 'cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. And I've nothing much to do, I might just cook a special batch of snake and spider stew. And don't you know the one thing that would make it work so nice? A roly-poly Santa Claus to add a little spice. Whoa. Whoa. Oh. Whoa. Yeah, I'm the Oogie Boogie Man.
Release me now, or you must face the dire consequences. The children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
Ah, you're joking! You're joking! I can't believe my ears! Would someone shot this fella? I'm drowning in my tears. It's funny! I'm laughing! You really are too much. And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do the best I can. Much more fun, I must confess, with lives on the line. Not mine, of course, but yours, oh boy. Now let it be just fine.
Release me fast, or you will have to answer for this heinous act.
Oh, brother, you're something. You put me in a spin. You aren't comprehending the position that you're in. It's hopeless, you're finished. You haven't got a prayer, 'cause I'm Mr. Oogie Boogie, and you ain't going nowhere.
war is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we are about halfway through the road trip hour with Jeb, and I have just been joined by a good friend, James. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Those last two songs we listened to were Oogie Boogie's Song by Ed Ivory from The Nightmare Before Christmas, directed by Tim Burton. One of my favorite movies, I think. Have you seen it?
I've not, actually.
It's about like a skeleton named Jack who lives in like a world where it's always Halloween, I think that. And then all of a sudden he gets sent to like a world where it's always Christmas. And it's kind of about this conflict in between them.
So
I'm not sure if it's really a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie. I think I associate it more with Christmas.
Well, now it's the perfect time to watch.
Now's the perfect time.
So we're in between right now.
Yeah, exactly. I think there is a Thanksgiving world, but I don't think he goes to it. I know there's an Easter world. I'm not sure.
It's pretty cool.
And then after that, we listen to Thriller by Michael Jackson. Of course, one of the most famous Halloween songs, especially for the music video, that scene with the dancing zombies. Mm-hmm. The music video is actually 14 minutes long, which is a lot longer than the song. However, it was so popular that it became the first music video ever to be added to the Library of Congress.
Oh.
So, yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
All right. So if you're just tuning in with us, don't hesitate to call. Tell us about your Thanksgiving. No, not Thanksgiving. Halloween. What are you looking forward to for Thanksgiving? At 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We're going to take a second to read a brief PSA, because we're about halfway through the hour. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years in on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. That's a little bit morbid.
Yeah.
To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides you your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplant. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. A little bit depressing message, but it's a really good cause, especially considering how many lives you could save.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the music.
Yep.
Down there gone. us to warm.
Feels like being home. My beat.
All right. Those last two songs were Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. The song was written by Buck Dharma. Not his real name, I think a nickname. I don't know what his real name is, though. But he's the lead guitarist of Blue Oyster Cult, and he wrote it about the inevitability of death and that it was foolish to fear it. And this was at a time when I think he was contemplating his own, like, what would happen if he died young, which is pretty interesting, you know? Very Halloween-y themed. Then next we listen to Twilight Zone by Golden Earring, which was inspired by The Bourne Identity, and it paid tribute to the show The Twilight Zone in the 60s. It's the band's only number one hit in the U.S., which I think is weird considering they also wrote Radar Love, which is a fantastic driving song, and so it fits well on the road trip hour. But yeah, Twilight Zone is their only number one hit in the U.S. All right, thanks for tuning in. We have a little bit longer, and I don't know, hope you're getting into the spirit, eating all that leftover candy. Yeah.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. Your name.
good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Thanks for tuning in. We are about to close out the hour. Those last three songs were, starting from the first, People Are Strange by The Doors. The song was actually written by Jim Morrison when he was very depressed, but after a long walk on Laurel Canyon, which is in L.A., he cheered up and then thought of the song. So, that's good. Then we listened to The Tears of a Clown by The English Beat. Slightly departure from our Halloween theme. The song was originally recorded by Hank Cosby, Smokey Robinson, and Stevie Wonder in 1967. And it was so successful that it convinced Smokey Robinson to stay with the group for another 3 years after he had planned to leave the band. Additionally, this version that we heard by the English Beat is actually... So the band is called Just the Beat in the UK, and it's called the British Beat in Australia. So, a lot of different names. And then finally, we listened to another song from movies and TV shows. That was Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. He only had a few days to write the song, and he couldn't really think of a good way to incorporate the word Ghostbusters into a song. So eventually he was just laid up at night watching TV, and he saw this really cheap local commercial, and he was like, that's it. I'll do it that way. And so he kind of modeled the song after like cheap local commercials, because you know they have those that types of commercials for the Ghostbusters in the movie. Anyway, it's a Halloween staple. Mm-hmm. And thank you. So this is the Road Trip Hour. I'm your DJ Jeb, joined by James. Thank
Hello.
You for being here.
Of course.
You were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I think we have time for about one more song, so thanks for tuning in with us for this hour. And, yeah, hope you all had a good Halloween, and guess have a good November.
Yeah.